Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSJobSearchAdvice.com. And this is a show that's geared toward executives, senior professionals in organizations who are facing the challenge of looking for work. Now, a lot of the advice is good for everyone, but I want to call attention to this one for executives. And you'll understand why as you listen to the show. And I'll just say that you've got special challenges because, hey, what got you to where you are is that you're capable and outstanding and you're good at making decisions. And now your biggest decision is where to go have coffee in the morning. So I'll just simply say, listen to this show. I hope you find it helpful. And I hope you reach out to connect with me on LinkedIn, where my page is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I also want to mention that I have a second podcast on job hunting called Job Search Radio. It appears on webtalkradio.net, not .com, .net, and of course in iTunes, Stitcher, and other places. So with that, let's get going. I want to talk to many of you, but in particular senior executives, about mobilizing your strengths after you lose your job. Now, one of the hard things for a lot of execs is their ego has gotten bruised when they lose a job. You know, your self-esteem, your identity, your place in the world is lost with your job. You feel embarrassed. Many things feel as though they're out of control. And, you know, you've got used to making decisions, big decisions that may affect thousands of people, millions of dollars, and now your biggest decision is going to be where to go for coffee in the morning. So I just want to offer you some simple advice. And this is true, certainly, whether you're a senior exec or a staff-level person. But again, here I'm reaching out to the seniors. Number one is, you know, maintain as best you can your usual routine and your way of life with your family. Now, I know this may run counter to some things I've said previously, but if you've got the wherewithal to maintain your financials, even though you're going to be out of work for what could be a year, do so. If you're not sure, start making the cuts early, but try not to affect others all that dramatically. Look, there's trivial things in your expense budget at home that you can deal with. Try and deal with those. But, you know, the major things, where the kids are in school, your mortgage, you may start examining what it would take to refinance or to pull money out of your house. And those are not ideal circumstances. But it's good to have that information and a plan for how you'd manage your finances. Look for ways to develop your worth outside of your job. So whether it's in the places that you volunteer, in training that you get, that will help you maintain your position in your field, do things along those lines. Try learning some new things. Learn to take small steps. And lastly, ask for support. I know that's the toughie for most of you. I was on one of these men's retreats I do at a conference for the men's group I'm involved with that runs these men's retreats, I should say. And one of the most interesting things was watching men struggle to ask for help from people who love them dearly and have helped them for many years, but just asking for help was a struggle. I suspect that would be the same of you too. But reach out to folks. Tell them you can use some help, some advice, some input, and some support. And you'll find that people are more than willing to help. They'll go out of their way to do so. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Construction Adhesive, the strongest on the market. It stays 100% solid after curing. It won't develop air pockets. And like your reputation, it holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $8.53 each. Loctite PL Premium Max at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.